Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode. This time it's from the Rum Barrel here in Amsterdam. It's one of two bars, loads of rum, super cool cocktails, which I'm going to share with you in a little bit. First of all, last week I got a request from my colleague Lynn about a cocktail that I had to make. She didn't know exactly what was inside. And why? Because in the end of the night, she had so much to drink that she didn't remember the name that much. She called it That's Why, Where, What, How. And if you pronounce that with slight intoxication, you will come to the name The Wizard Was. She didn't know what was in it, so let's try to replicate this drink. When I think of these styles of drink, I'm thinking about a cocktail which is large, a cocktail which uses multiple rums. Explain a little bit why we use that many rums. She told me it was fruity, so we're going to add some passion fruit, some orange, and also balance, obviously, right? We're using three types of rum in this type of drink. It's related to the zombie. The zombie cocktail, you can only drink one, because if you drink two, you'll become a zombie. So that's why we're using this glass as well for that. So what you need basically for this drink, let's start with a cocktail shaker. First things first, right? We're using rum. I'll tell you what to do in a second. When you serve the guests, remember that the placement of your glass is essential. So napkin should go always on the spot that your guests can see where you're serving it. And also when you present the drink, the bar or the table doesn't get really wet or sticky. Also, presentation is super nice. Remember, if you got white little napkins, you can also write your phone number on it if you're feeling fancy that night, right? But first things first, that's ready. Glass, we need to pre-chill. So I'm going to put some crushed ice in there just to get the skull nice and cold, to get some brain freeze going on here. Then the different types of rum. What is rum? Guys, rum is a distillate made from sugar canes. Sugar canes is basically, it looks like a very large bamboo, which can grow up to 2.5 meters. It's not a bamboo, it's actually part of the grass family, which they call Saccharum officinarum, which is the Latin name for it. But in general, it's a huge plant. When you squeeze the insides out, you have loads of sweet juices, which you can ferment. And eventually, and that's pretty cool that we have a small distilling kit in here as well, eventually distill. For the people that don't really know what distilling is, you take your fermented liquid. What is fermented liquid? It's wine, it's beer, right? But if you take sugar cane juice fermented, you have an alcoholic liquid. You start heating it up. Alcoholic vapors go up because you don't heat it up till 100 degrees Celsius. And then when you cool down the liquid, just like we have right here in Amsterdam, it's raining really badly. When it's raining outside, guys, it's distilling outside, right? Temperature change and just water vapor, it condenses again, you get rain. Same principle with distilling. And like rain, distillates are always clear, right? And when we look to this bottle of rum, for instance, that's not clear at all. When we look to this one, it's kind of clear. That means that after distillation, you can age a product as well on barrels to get more flavor and smoothness and hints, but more about that later. Three main styles that we have when stocking rum on board or in your private estate is to use these three different styles. The rum barrel here has over 200 types of different rum. Spanish rum, there's one category, there's a lot more, but in general, Spanish rum, you've got English rum and French. Spanish is distilled to usually a higher alcohol percentage, so it's a lot smoother, a lot more accessible. English style rum, it's pot still distilled, the same setup as this, sticky, dark, powerful, lots of cojones in the rum, which is super nice. And then the French style rum. These two are made from molasses, which is a byproduct of the sugar production. And the French style is directly from the sugarcane juice, resulting in a lot more vegetals, flavors, a lot more funk. So a totally different style of rum. And the one you probably know, which we make the caipirinha cocktail with, which is cachaça. Cachaça is also made of the sugarcane juice. Enough with the chat. Let's make this wasby cocktail. Who knows what the name was? So, we have our shaker right here. Guys, our base of the cocktail is obviously rum. I'm going to start with 1 ounce or 50 ml of light style rum together with, sorry, let's do 1.5 because it needs a little bit more kick. and some freshly squeezed lime juice. This is already prepared in just an empty bottle, and we're going to free pour it into the glass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 30, and a little bit more like that. Free pouring, guys, is a cool, fast technique that you can show your guests when you're feeling confident. Don't practice in front of the guest. Practice in the pantry or when you have some time off to pour super fast a drink into the drink, to pour the drink into the shaker and make the drink tasty and look cool. Then we have a light style rum. Light, crispy, fresh. Let's make it a little bit more broadening the spectrum with another ounce or 30 mils of Zacapa. This is a Spanish style rum, which has been aged on a Soleda system, similar to sherry. When they have sherry casks, they are linked together. You get loads of complex flavors. So it's a blend which creates a rum which has raisins, chocolate, almond notes, dried fruits, dried spices, really. So we're creating a complex base here. Light rum, dark rum, bang, super cool. Previous videos with the Greek Tiki drink that I made in Santorini, I used the same principle to create a multi-layered profile in here. One more rum in there, and that's our French style rum, which gives you a little bit more of that funk. Just half an ounce or 15 ml. Put that back. So we got our acid in, we have our base. Let's put some sweetening agents in there. Passion fruit syrups. It's fresh juice with a little bit of juice that we buy for the aroma. Get your 10 to 15 milliliters in there. But it's 1-to-1, meaning it's not super sweet. So we just need a touch of sugar to add some, add some body to the drink. When you have sugar into a drink, especially rich sugar syrup, which is a little bit more thicker, 2 parts sugar or 1 part water, then besides giving sweetness to the drink, it also gives you body. Right, so the mouthfeel improves a little bit and the cocktail becomes a lot more tasty. So that's why we add it in there. And there's some more ingredients for that later. Typical with these drinks, there's a lot of rum in there. You need to make it a little bit more palatable and make it, in this case, because we're in the rum barrel, fruity and tiki style tropical type of drink. So one of the ingredients you can use is freshly squeezed orange juice. Also, we will pour that straight into the glass. Not too much, otherwise you over dilute the drink. So we got a fruit in there. We got 2 types of fruit. We need some spices to complement the dark rum. Just some aromatic bitters. Angostura is a brand that you can buy. It's the white long label with the yellow cap on the top. 1, 2 dashes of this. It's like a flavor enhancer, right? It makes the drink more lengthy in flavor and really blends all the ingredients together. To freshen up, my little puppy, the Green Fairy Absinthe. In the previous videos I told you about this as well. I'm using now the anise notes in there just to make the whole drink pull up to a different fresh layer. Also 2 dashes in there. It's like not even 5 to 10 milliliters, guys. It's very tiny bottles, tiny amounts. It makes a world of difference in this drink. So, as we always do, a quality control to see if I have everything. We're going to have a look. There you go. That's great. This is the moment that you can still change or fine-tune or balance the drink that you're making in front of your guests, right? Always check before it's in the glass. When it's in there, you can't do anything anymore. So, it's time to ice everything up. Put that back so it's nice and cold. Our stall. There you go. Let me put a little bit of cubed ice to keep everything cold, and we top it off with some crushed ice at the top for volume. There you go. Shaking, more ice, less water. So we're going to ram this poppy up with loads of ice. And the cool thing is, working with a bar station like this, when you add your ice into the glass, you always scoop the ice above the sink. When I add my ice here, you can imagine it will go everywhere and we'll get a messy bar, and we don't want that. So always above the sink. 3 quarts full. There you go. Lock the shaker into place. Good whack. 10 seconds. Give it a good smile towards the camera. Don't shake towards the people. Make sure you shake alongside of the bar parallel. Good long shake. Try to smile. Really important. You see the frost is actually collecting also on the outside of this cool tiki shaker. This is an indication it's almost done. Sometimes you hear the ice change sound as well, that the sound will become a little bit more hollow. That's my cue. Tap it on the side to release the shaker. Clean that there. I just tasted it, so it's all good. Using the strainer, that goes in there. Then we get a clean napkin, because clean as you go is very important for us all. Cocktail looks great, guys. Lovely. We're seeing the rum color in there. Orange juice is in there. The sweet and sour balance. Super tasty. Because of the crushed ice, the glass is almost full. It's very good. So it stays cold super long. I'm going to garnish the drink with an easy garnish that you can do yourself as well. Again, above the ice chest. First of all, we need straws. Otherwise, we can't get our noses in there. There you go. Then, some people like to garnish these tropical drinks with the leaves of the pineapple, right? The leaves of the pineapple, they tend to go bad or they just sometimes look super ugly because they dry in. What's a very nice thing to do is to pre-cut some banana leaves. You can just cut pyramids, just keep them in a little bit of water, cover them up. It's super nice and clean, super detailed garnish, which you can prepare. You can put it on the side with your mint, just like that, so you get this tropical vibe going on. Same thing goes with your mint sprigs. Remember, when you put this into your mise en place, wet napkins on the bottom and the top, and then a closed Tupperware box in your fridge, and it will stay, and it will stay really, really good. Cool. More mint in there, that's good. We do one and two. Remember to use the sprigs of your mint, because the lower you go with the leaves on your mint branch, the less aromatic the leaves will get. All the work is being done at the top of your mint leaves, so here's the most aromatic oil. So make sure, give them a little slap to open it up, put it on the side as well, so we create that super nice aroma. Then I have a lime, which we're going to cut in half. Let me do it right here. And then our squeezer. I'm going to collect the juice in my jigger for a later moment, because I would like to use the lime shell onto the side, just like that. Don't forget our orange, in this case, orange wheel on the side, so we get more aroma. And then last but not least, guys, with these drinks, this is a little bit overproof rum, which obviously burns very, very good. Put it in there, there you go. Light it on fire. And there you have a drink, which we know as the Whizzle Waffle. Why? Because when we are drinking more of this, more than one, more than two, we... With other words, take it easy on this drink. This is flaming. We like to sit on top of drink just a little bit. There we go. It's off. It always happens when we're doing live TV. More of this on there. Little flame, very nice. And then the cinnamon. Guys, that's it for this week. Remember to drop your comments below for a recommendation or request on the new video. But for now, kole moluna. That's how they say cheers in Hawaiian. And see you next week. Ciao. This is the Yachting International Radio production, brought to you by Luxury Hospitality.